the identity thing was interesting for me. Because oftentimes, so for my club that I was involved in, we got there and it was a want to move on from this unbelievably incredible era of the 50s and the 60s where Melbourne were winning premierships left, right and centre, hadn't played finals for 20-odd years. And the sort of the message was, well, stop worrying about what it used to be and get on to what it's got to. Yet he says you can't really move forward unless you know where you've come from.
So you didn't ever link it together, Melbourne?
Eventually, but not at the time. It was more of the stop living in the past, you blokes, and start making your own, you know, your own history.
That's true. I mean, you need to do that. You need to create your own history. Mm. But I think in the time that I was, there was always a really strong connection with the past at Essendon. Yeah. Even though they had a really successful past, there was always a strong connection with the past players. You know, Dick Reynolds was a very visible person when I was coming through football. The old players talked about Coleman and they were visible. They're on the board. They're on the committee. They were part of the club. You felt like you were actually representing something and there was a tradition, a culture there that you were attached to.